in effect, he has distorted the market for potatoes and affected price and therefore returns for other growers. So that's the fundamental issue.
And what is going to be needed to be involved in trying to prove this kind of conscious overplanting in a way?
Well, we have a commercial agreement with Mr. Gilardi, which outlines how much he should be growing. The amount that he should be growing was based on his own numbers, so they're not imposed upon him by the corporation in that sense. They were based on his requirements, if you like, and we have then surveyed evidence about the, if you like, area that he has planted, and there is a significant difference.
And when did you enter into this commercial agreement with Mr. Gilardi?
In 2013.
And is this a similar agreement that you have with other growers? Is it different in any way?
Yes, it is different in the sense that Mr. Gilardi is the only integrated supply chain in WA where he grows potatoes for himself, but also for other retailers. He actually markets outside his own shops. But he grows and then washes and then retails them. So he's the only integrated retailer in WA.
And is that unique setup more or less because of his ability to sell them through his own stores?
Yes, it is.
And what was behind coming to this point of an agreement with Mr. Gilardi? Was it trying to rectify that he was in this unique position?
Look, I think it's in recognition of the unique position. Plus, you know, there had been a long history between between the corporation and Mr. Gilardi, and the agreement was meant to be a one-time normalisation of that relationship and the basis for going forward in a cooperative fashion.
And when you say a long history, what do you mean by that?
Well, I think it's widely known that Mr. Gilardi is not a supporter of regulation. Tony, like any operator of a multi-million dollar enterprise, tends to want to do his own thing and doesn't necessarily want to play within the rules, I think, sometimes. So.
And what would you say on behalf of the PMC is to be gained by taking this kind of action against Mr. Gilardi?
Well, it's really a case of we need Mr. Gilardi to comply with the agreement which he freely entered into with the corporation. That's really what it's about. It's the same as any other commercial agreement in that sense. If one party doesn't adhere to it, the other party has a right to take action to get them to adhere to it.
And on one side, you do have this legal arrangement, as you've said, is a disagreement between the PMC and Mr. Gilardi over this commercial arrangement that you had. But there was also talk more widely from growers at the time when Mr. Gilardi gave away his potatoes that they felt that they had been making a loss or had been injured in some way because of the way that Mr. Gilardi gave away these potatoes. Does that tie into it at all?
Look, what Mr. Gilardi does at the retail level with his potatoes, we can't directly affect. However, there is no doubt that part of most, if not all, of the potatoes that were given away were part of an overplant and therefore were part of the problem that impacted on growers. So, you know, if you give away potatoes, you're actually taking away sales. If somebody like Mr. Gilardi produces a lot of potatoes beyond